USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
All I can do is speak from the heart and say what I want to do.
President Trump responding to a question about what to expect from his speech tonight to a joint session of Congress.
We have a really terrific, I believe, health care plan coming out. We have to understand Obamacare has been a disaster. It's way out of control.
House Speaker Paul Ryan is denying the call for an outside prosecutor investigating any potential links between the Trump administration and Russia, saying the intelligence community and the intelligence committee apparatuses are the best ways to go.
We think we need to do an investigation here with our intelligence committees. There's one thing that's unique about this, which is this gets into the methods of collection of intelligence data.
Returning to the president's speech tonight, President Trump will be inviting several family members of victims killed by illegal immigrants to sit in his box tonight. Among those who will be attending, the widows of Sacramento law enforcement officers Michael Davis and Danny Oliver. USA Radio News.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I have my own business, so I wear lots of hats. Now I'm wearing my office manager hat because I need supplies.
Well, Staples has everything you need, like paper, ink and toner, the latest tech.
Now I'm putting on my CFO hat because I can't overspend.
And you won't. Right now, save up to 50% on a new office chair.
All my hats and I would like to thank you.
They are welcome.
Staples, everything you need for business at great prices. And now save up to 50% on a new office chair during our winter chair event. Ends 3/11/17. Visit staples.com/furniture deals.
Daddy, where do babies come from?
Honey?
Mommy went to the store.
Oh, well, you see, there's a mommy and a daddy, right?
Right.
And see, when they call Geico, they could save a bunch of money on car insurance.
Oh, really? And that makes them happy?
Yes, that makes them very happy.
That's good.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad we could have this talk, Sunshine.
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Well, one party claims there's no voter fraud going on. Explain that to the 80 people in Ohio now facing charges for voter fraud. Here's a story from Mark Mayfield.
Nearly 400 non-U.S. citizens are registered to vote in the state of Ohio. The Secretary of State's office announced yesterday the results of its investigation into voter fraud. More than 80 illegally registered people will be prosecuted for casting ballots. Those who are illegally registered but did not vote are being asked to cancel their registrations.
11 people have been injured, three of them critically, after a vehicle plowed into an Alabama Mardi Gras parade today. It happened in the city of Gulf Shores, just south of Mobile. The victims were all members of the Gulf Shores High School marching band, and injuries ranged from broken bones to internal injuries. There are unconfirmed reports the driver of the vehicle said his foot became stuck on the accelerator. Video of the scene shows several ambulances on scene with patients on stretchers being treated. The parade was canceled after the incident. More news online at usaradio.com.
Love sports articles but don't have time to search the web looking for the most compelling stories? Then US Sports Pages is for you. Why spend hours going to multiple sites looking to find sports articles when we can do the work for you? Our producers go through every newspaper in the country and pick out the best sports articles separated by sport, dramatically reducing your prep time. We also include sports and entertainment kicker stories. USSportsPages.com is the only site you'll need to get your sports fix. Check us out today, the daily links at USSportsPages.com.
An arbitration case regarding sexual harassment that's been around almost a decade coming back to the forefront. Here's Chris Barnes.
They're accusing the parent company of two very familiar national chains of sexual harassment and discrimination.
Every kiss begins with K.
He went to Jared.
Arbitration documents obtained by the Washington Post show 250 people who worked for the parent of K Jewelers and Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry, claim they were groped, demeaned, and pressured for sex by their bosses and company executives. The arbitration case was first filed back in 2008. I'm Chris Barnes.
The latest report on home prices out. Here's Sharon Reed.
The newest S&P Case-Shiller 20-City Index shows home prices soaring by 5.6% in the three-month period that ended back in December. That's compared to 1 year ago. The biggest gains are reported in cities in the West. Home prices were up 9% or more in Seattle, Portland, and Denver. And a dozen cities had bigger annual price gains in December than the previous month. Analysts say rising demand and limited supply are fueling this surge in home prices.
Malaysia will formally charge two women with the murder of North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un's estranged half-brother. Police say Kim Jong-nam was attacked in the Kuala Lumpur airport and died after two men smeared a deadly nerve agent on his face. The women, an Indonesian and Vietnamese national, say they thought they were taking part in a reality prank show. Investigators say they knew exactly what they were doing. USA Radio News.
Good afternoon. This is Joe Peters with Real Estate Matters, our typical 4 o'clock on Tuesday show. 1 week we do real estate subjects, the next week we do 55 plus. This is going to be a real estate session. We're going to talk about some of the things that are happening in Hunterdon County that are affecting real estate. And in effect, we're going to give you a little bit of an update of what's happening in the market and some of the things you should be thinking about if you're thinking about buying or selling. Before we get started, we're going to do a couple of paid announcements, and I'll be right back.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
Okay, we're going to talk a little about the weather and what's happening and not happening. If you haven't been out, it's a lovely day today. A little overcast, but you see sun here and there. It's going to hit a high of 68. We're going to go down to 50 overnight, and tomorrow we're going to hit 74 degrees. Can you believe it? What a way for March to come in. Hopefully it stays that way. I think that's the lamb part in the beginning of March for a change. Overnight, we're going to get thunderstorms and the weather's going to change. And then on Wednesday, I should say on Thursday, we're going to only hit a high of 50. We're going to drop about 25 degrees. And on Thursday, we're going to hit a high of 40. And on Friday, we're going to be 40 again and then into Saturday. So, you know, it's that time of the year. It's unseasonably warm. And as a result of it being unseasonably warm, the real estate market's been very active. And I'm going to talk about that when we get back.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program, no drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years.
I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, once again, this is Joe Peters. Today is the last day of February 2017. It's February 28th. Tomorrow's going to be the beginning of March. And in effect, it looks like we're going to kick March off with a bang, hitting 74 degrees. Enjoy it because it's not going to last. We're going to drop down into the 50s and the high 40s for the rest of the week. I guess we're going to have a little storm front come through tomorrow night that'll sort of help us change gears. But I think that's been the conversation of topic this year so far. We didn't have a winter. We really didn't. If you think about it, we had one snowy weekend and we had moderate weather. We had no extended cold snaps. We had no extended icy roads. And as a result, people started buying houses earlier this year. I tell people every year that you got to have your house ready so as soon as we're at least out of the Super Bowl, somewhere around February 15th, the week after Super Bowl, to get it on the market. That's the traditional start of the selling period. But it wasn't this year. We just kept selling and selling and selling. We've sold a lot of houses that we had an inventory left over from last year that were a little difficult to sell last year because the inventory was so low. This year, they went in January and so far in February, and we're now in the process of adding inventory, but it's coming on very slowly. We typically don't get a lot of inventory coming on to somewhere in the middle to the end of March. First of April, first of the second quarter is when it really explodes. And I'm telling you, if you're thinking about selling your house this year, you have a unique proposition in front of you that we have buyers and we don't have houses to sell them, especially in the under 400K in Hunterdon County and the under 5 and 600K in Somerset County. Those, we're just starved for inventory, and I can't emphasize it enough. This is not a sales pitch. We're short on inventory. You see it on the news. You hear it in chatter. Houses that are coming on are selling immediately. I got into, in the last 2 weeks, an $800,000 sale in the Branchburg area. And we looked at three or four houses. Three of the four went under contract. We actually took the fourth, which was our choice. And all four of the houses in the $800,000 price point, something we don't see here in Hunterdon. You get into Branchburg, it's just the beginning of Somerset County going towards the east. But all four of those houses came on and sold within 2 weeks. So it's that kind of a market. Now, let's talk a little about Hunterdon and a little about Somerset. Those of you who haven't caught my last show, this may be repetitive, but I think it's a good positive reinforcement. We actually sold 109 houses in the month of January. Tomorrow I can tell you what we sold in the month of February because the month hasn't ended. In effect, it's going to take me till then to pull those statistics, but I can guarantee you it's more than we sold in January. This never happens. We typically, in January, sell very little, and somewhere in the middle of February, we start selling again. So we're probably 6 weeks ahead of ourselves this year with the buyer's market. 82% of all the sales in Hunterdon County were under $500,000, and only 3% of those sales were over $300,000. I should say over 700,000. So we literally had only three sales over $700,000 in Hunterdon County. Let me contrast that, and let's look at the average sale price. The average sales price was $367,000. If you look at Somerset County, being closer to New York, they get a little bit of a price, usually about 20%. You get about half the square footage on property, but you get the same size of house for 20% more and half the size of the property. They sold, when we sold 109, they sold 237. 82% of our sales were under 500. 55% of their sales were under 500. And 11% of their sales were actually over $1 million. They actually sold 8 houses over $1 million. 4 houses in the 9s, 7 houses in the 8s, 10 houses in the 7s, where we sold in Hunterdon County 3 houses above 700,000. Once again, the reason why. The reason why is it's closer to New York, and that's where people want to live. They're willing to pay more per house to get a house within a more convenient commuting distance to New York, and they're also willing to give up some of the expansive lots that we have here in Hunterdon County and live in a more dense population to live in Somerset County. And the taxes are about the same. The home values in Hunterdon are probably about 20% cheaper, or to say it backwards, in Somerset, they're about 20% more. Now, let's talk about why Hunterdon County is where it's at real estate-wise. I had the opportunity last year to do a paper with the Leadership Hunterdon Group that I was part of, and we considered real estate as one of the 5 factors that we looked at. We also looked at hospital or medical care. We also looked at education. We looked at entertainment. And my mind is going blank, but it was another factor that we looked at. It'll come to me in a second, that affects the quality of life in Hunterdon County. But all of those things put together make it a reason to live here. And what we discovered, and it's not a secret, it's been happening, is that Hunterdon County is losing its population by about 1.5% a year. So if we had 100% of people, 126,000 at the last census, the year after we had 1.5% less, or maybe 180 people less. So it's not major, but it's the result of a long-term trend that we're starting to see in Hunterdon County. We're starting to see the erosion of the people that want to commute all the way to Hunterdon County and go back to where they need to go to work to earn money. And we're starting to see an effect of the millennials in Hunterdon County having a hard time staying here. If you were to look at it from a job viewpoint, we're not exactly where you can go out and earn what a 4-year college student wants to earn. The 4-year college student is probably going to get a job in between $60,000 and $80,000, and we just don't offer many of those jobs here in Hunterdon County, although we're trying to straighten that out and shift gears a little bit. The average millennial is going to go into New York or nearby and live in Hoboken or in Jersey City, and that average millennial is going to, in effect, probably not come back, even though he grew up here. The people we do see coming into Hunterdon County, and I, in real estate, I work for Weichert. I help people across all of Hunterdon and Somerset. And as my ad said, I try to help people achieve their goals and dreams. From a real estate viewpoint, the average person we're moving into Hunterdon County is moving in with one and maybe a second child on the way, looking for a better quality of life, and probably not going all the way to New York to work. And that's unique. That's where I come from. I mean, we moved here in 98. I was commuting out of Newark Airport for my job. I traveled 100% of the time. So Hunterdon County wasn't so bad for me because I was living previously in Middlesex County, so it added about 15 minutes to my commute. Marilyn, on the other hand, lived in Piscataway and worked for what's now Rutgers Medical School. She was only 5 minutes away, so now she's about 40 minutes away commute, and I hear about it every now and then, but when she gets back here into Hunterdon County, the bucolic lifestyle, running by the lakes and the parks, and she loves it. I mean, neither one of us probably would ever consider moving out of the county, but that's not everybody. That's just us. We moved here for the lifestyle. We moved here for the bucolic nature. We moved here because we love to be out in the country, and we love the safety factor. We love the fact that there's adequate shopping and that you could still get to New York in an hour, hour and 15 minutes on a weekend and go see a play and have dinner. But not everybody sees it that way. And that's what the problem is we have in Hunterdon County. The people under 35 with four-year degrees are moving towards the east. We call them millennials. The people over 65 and don't have a tie down to Hunterdon County, such as family or income, are moving to the west. We have a lot of people just go across the border into Pennsylvania, and they say that the life cost of living there is probably about half of what we're experiencing here in Hunterdon County. And they can still come back and enjoy a lot of the things they had, but they're living in Pennsylvania. Sometimes it's Delaware, sometimes it's the Carolinas. So we've got the people under 35 going east and the people over 65 going west. And then all the people in the middle, they're getting older. We're bringing some new ones in, but we're not bringing as many in as that are leaving. And that's a concern. So one of the things we did as a result of our efforts last year with the leadership Hunterdon was to develop a tourism committee. And that was the fifth one. That was, what is our tourism factor? We decided that the biggest tourism attraction we have is agriculture, and we call it agritourism. Sort of a farm to table, a farm to market, pick your own, winery tours, farm tours, farm stands, state parks. Come here, enjoy it, spend a weekend, fall in love, and hopefully a few of you will move here. That is what the tourism committee is all about. Now, it's working in conjunction with the economic development manager who was on about 3 months ago, Mark Selleck, and we've put together a marketing strategy for tourism in Hunterdon County, and then the tourism committee is going to kick off behind that. And he was successful in doing this elsewhere in the country, and we're looking forward to the results here in Hunterdon County. Another thing we're doing is we're looking at job creation, and what the hopes are is that we can get some more high-tech jobs in the area so that not so many people will be attracted away by the lure of New York City. It's hard to compete with New York City. I mean, it is what it is. It's a great, I worked there for 23 years. Got half my gray hairs there in the retail industry in Midtown Manhattan. But once I left, I never wanted to go back. It's a great place to work. It is a challenging place to work. I mean, just to walk down the street in New York City, even if you're getting off the train before 8 o'clock in the morning, the city is alive. It's alive. It's buzzing. When you get back on the train, even if it's almost midnight going the other way, the city's still alive. And that grabs a lot of people's imagination, and it attracts a lot of people. And when I used to go there, we used to earn quite a bit more money, maybe about 20% more if you'd work in New York. Looking back, the cost of transportation and the time to commute and the taxes, because they do tax you for working in New York higher than if you worked in New Jersey, ate up a lot of the extra on the income factor. But it was a good experience. And once I moved from New York to New Jersey, and I was of a retail outfit, we put our control division out in Sea Caucus, which is where most retailers do have their control divisions, and control being everything but the merchandising. It is the place where we receive the goods. It's the place where we mark and distribute the goods. It's the place we have the data center, the controller's office, the accounting division, the personnel, whatever. And then we'd still have a showroom in New York with buyers in the city working in the market. Once I moved to New Jersey, I never looked back. The biggest thing, people said, what's the biggest difference being in New Jersey after 23 years? And there was two of them. One was, I didn't have to look at the train schedule, which was stenciled on the inside of my eyelids after commuting for 23 years, and decide whether I was going to take the 517, the 548, or the 605. Sometimes those were early trains. Sometimes it was the 750, the 9 o'clock, or the 1010. But I just went down and got in my car and drove home. That was the biggest thing. And you can't believe what a luxury that is that you're not on somebody else's timetable. Yeah, there's problem driving cars. You get into traffic jams and you get sun glare and whatever. But trust me, going downstairs, one flight of stairs in my case, getting in my car and driving home when I was done and ready to go home or wanted to go do something at home was like a luxury. Now, what do you think the second thing was that was the big difference for me? You're never going to guess this. And to this day, it's an amazing phenomenon to me. And that is, in 23 years, I never shined my own shoes. There was always a shoe shine store on the corner or a guy sitting out at a little stoop where you could get your shoes shined. And back when I used to do it, it was probably about $1 and another quarter tip. Now it's probably $2 or $3. But to this day, every time I go to shine my shoes, because there's no place to get your shoes shined here unless you go to a fine hotel, and most of those are not anywhere worth the volume that they had their own shoe shine shop in them, you've got to shine your own shoes. Anyway, for what it's worth, a little bit of trivia. So, what's happening? What's happening is we're seeing, for the second year in a row, New Jersey in general, and some of these things I'm going to talk about are New Jersey in general, but they're more personified in Hunterdon County. In other words, it's more exacerbated here than it would be in Somerset or Middlesex or Union counties to the east. Most of these things are a result of each other. Now, if you take a look, I don't know if it was United or Allied Van Lines, but one of the van lines every year publishes the percentage of people moving into a state versus the percentage of the people moving out of the state. And 2 years running, New Jersey has had the largest percentage moving out of the state of any state in the nation. If I remember the numbers correctly, and I'm only going to be a point or two off if they're not correct, we have 64% moving out versus 36% moving in. Whoa, wonder what's making that happen. Could it be taxes? Could it be jobs? Could it be cost of living? Yeah, a little bit of all. And if New Jersey is having that problem in general, you got to believe we're having that problem a little more in general in Hunterdon County. We're losing more than Somerset County. As a matter of fact, Somerset County is probably picking up our loss as their gain, but it's not happening exactly that way. People are moving from Somerset to Hunterdon County. What's happening is people are moving back to the east. And that's always been happening. But while that's happening, is people are not moving to the west the way they used to. The way we came here in 1998 to find a bucolic lifestyle, safety, quality of life, and still have easy access to our old doctors and whatevers and be able to get to New York, it's just not happening anymore. The professors at Rutgers wrote a paper 2 or 3 years back. I heard them present it, called The Receding Perimeter, and it was a receding suburban perimeter is what that was called, where they said from 1980 to 2005, for that 25-year period, people moved to the west for all the reasons given, same reasons I moved here. But somewhere around 2005, it's not like they all got up and started moving east again. They just stopped moving to the west. They started settling, and it's a beautiful place. Somerset County is a great county. If you touch Somerset and Hunterdon together along County Line Road between Branchburg and Reddington, that they're identical. The further east you go, the more dense it gets. The further west you go, the less dense it gets and more bucolic. But they're both great places to live. The things you've got to consider is, how long is it going to take you to commute back to work? And that's what's happening. People are not moving to Hunterdon County the way they used to, while we're having the usual attrition going to the east. And as a result, we're losing about 1.5%. So we're going to go a few paid commercials. I'll be right back.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, celebrant officiant with Celebration of a Lifetime. When people ask me why I joined the chamber, it's because I want to get to know you and what you're all about. And I want you to get to know me and what I'm all about. And together, I'd like to celebrate what we can do for Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Hey, once again, it's Joe Peters, and we're on the air with Real Estate Matters, which is my weekly or biweekly radio show. The other weeks I do a 55-plus show. And we're talking about some of the things that are affecting Hunterdon County and our neighbor Somerset County. I do business across both. I help people achieve their goals and dreams across both counties. And in effect, having a good time of it. I enjoy what I do. I used to sell technology to the retail vertical. Prior to that, I had an IT job in the retail vertical. I moved to Hunterdon in 98. I've gone through the Hunterdon Leadership Program last year. I'm very involved in the county on several of the nonprofits, and I am also involved in real estate at a higher level. I'm on the board of Hunterdon Somerset Realtors. But, you know, I guess the big difference is I think I'm just one of those people who would like to see Hunterdon County remain the way I found it some 18 years ago. And some of the things we're discussing pertain to the state, but once again, they're a little bit worse, or as they say, exacerbated here in Hunterdon County. So let's run through them. I mean, what's causing the 64% out versus 36% in factor that we've got going on in New Jersey? We pay the highest property tax in the nation as a state. Last year, we paid $8,500 a home, or 2.35% over 2015, according to state calculations. Christie administration and the legislature agreed annual income would have to be capped at 2% on most local expenses. Unpleasant as it is to admit, there are several facts in the Garden State that are bringing down property taxes, make bringing down property taxes very difficult. One is that we've got those Abbott school districts where we tax ourselves and then send it elsewhere. Another is that the state, and it's going to go through a little deeper, is very much into local rule, and local rule is expensive. For instance, we have 26 municipalities in Hunterdon County, and each of the 26 have a school system, a police department in most cases, if not they're using state police, fire department, emergency department. We don't have as many shared efforts that you might find elsewhere. And as a result, we're losing people. Statewide, we're losing people in Hunterdon County. And to a great extent, although Somerset County doesn't look as bad, it's a little closer to New York. It's not as good as it once was either. So in general, the state is losing. So they've got seven factors, and I find the first one really funny. And it says, New Jersey is dense. And I said, no, that's not a joke. Only Rhode Island packs more people per square mile. And it has to provide a service to a larger group of people than a small or sparsely populated town. When you have a lot of people in one area, the cost of services like public works, generally speaking, it costs more to run a municipality in North Jersey and South Jersey because of the population density. The population hubs tend to be older too, and the cost of maintaining infrastructures is much higher. And there's a lot of truth in that, especially in Hunterdon County, our fastest growing age, there's a word for it, cohort. I mean, every 10 years, 45 to 55, 55 to 65, right now is our older one. It's I believe, in the 65 to 75, if not the 75 to 85. So we have a lot of older folks, and it's not inexpensive to have the services that the older people need, and I'm one of them. So that's one of the reasons I'm here. It's a great place. We have a lot of social services for the seniors, but density is number one. We have number two, the higher than average labor cost. The high cost of living, and in order to attract people, employers have to pay well. In this case, employers are the local governments, who are saddled with legacy costs associated with unionized public employees. This is something Christie's been claiming about all his 7 years. I mean, what he's saying, I listened to him when he was in Annandale two or three months ago, and it makes perfect sense to me because I've looked at it from my side, is that if a state employee has a spouse that can be covered by state benefits, all he has to do is marry her or vice versa, and that person gets state benefits not only for the time that the person is working, but all the way through that person's retirement. And he's saying this is wrong. Not sure I agree with him 100%, but I can understand, because in my late 60s, I looked at getting married just for that reason. We're together for 27 years and sort of haven't ever tied the knot, never was a need to. As they say, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. But if I did, I could have gotten benefits on through my retirement. So that's one of the costs. Our labor environment, which tended to favor employee unions over management, drove a lot of the costs. Looks like most of the municipalities and employee costs can be 60 to 70% of the budget in most cases. So those are the first two items, density and labor costs. Number three, it's the most expensive state to live. An analysis by CNBC last year identified New Jersey as the 10th most expensive state in the nation where to live, based on housing, utility, food, and medical costs. Hawaii topped the list. Good grief, that sounds like a good place to be in a problem. Anyway, when costs are taken separately, New Jersey is at the near top of the cost of living rankings. Last year, New Jersey's $1,379 monthly rental average was the sixth highest in the nation. Think about that. If you need to rent a $1,379 apartment, that can't be more than 30% of your gross. So I would estimate that you're probably talking somewhere in a $40,000 range, mid-40s, to afford a $1,379 apartment. And the two-bedroom apartments aren't so bad. We can get you into a two-bedroom in a $1,700, $1,800. Two people can split, and it's $900 each. That's why they're so popular. It's one of the results of our study last year, is that we need more two-bedroom rentals, because we not only need people that are going to buy houses and are going to contribute to the tax structure, we also need people for the workforce. We open a new business like a Chick-fil-A or a Roy Rogers or a Costco, we got to hire people. And if all the millennials are going towards New York and all the seniors are going towards Pennsylvania or south, that too is a problem. Fourth thing, property taxes pay for the most of everything in New Jersey. And we're a lot different than other states. You can find states, like if you go down to the Carolinas, well, the property taxes are only $1,700, $2,200. We're paying $8,500 on average. When I sold my mega mansion 5 or 6 years ago, I was paying $17,000 on a house that was in the 700s. I mean, we have the highest property tax going. And if property taxes, one of the advantages of property taxes is reliable. You determine how much you need, you collect that. When income tax, you get what you get or what people are willing to pay on time. But limiting the local taxing authority allows New Jersey property tax problem to loom or larger. So I think what they're trying to say here is it's the only way we've got to generate revenue. And if that's the only way we got to generate revenue and we got to play all of those 26 municipalities, and a few of them have merged, but separately, everyone needs a high school principal. We only have 4 high schools in all, so that is one of the shared things we've got going. But there's a lot of redundancy, and the redundancy comes from local rule, and it results in having property taxes where they're at so that we can pay for them. And that was the next point, point five. We love home rule. New Jersey in itself has 565 municipalities. We have 26 of them here in Hunterdon, and 600 school districts. That's a lot of payroll. State lawmakers have tried to encourage consolidation for decades. We're not convinced from the results that it's a cash saver. Local officials have been rationalizing or sharing costs, regionalizing or sharing costs for purchases of services for decades, and every little bit helps. In Hunterdon County, I'll give you a good example. Our health department has all of the water and sewer for all of the 26 districts. Maybe it's just the sewer. I know if I need to go in and look up septic situation, it's done regionalized for the whole county. But if I need to know where a local permit was taken out to put in a water heater, I got to go to one of the 26 municipalities. This is item 6, public worker pensions strain every budget. So that thing that I mentioned a little bit before is something that we're seeing no matter what the town is, whether it's a state job, whether it's a local job, the benefits and the union and the entitlements are pretty tough because they drive up the expenses to where I think in New Jersey the school budget is probably in excess of 70% of most municipalities in Hunterdon County anyway. And then education costs. No debate on property tax can take place without talking about the amount taking into the account the cost of public education. Education is the largest part of what is usually a free-headed property tax piece, county, municipal, and school expenses. Governor Christie and the Democrats and Republicans together in the legislature vowed to devise a better formula this year. I've yet to see it. I've listened to Christie. He makes perfect sense. He's a very good speaker. He can talk for an hour without looking at notes. He can answer questions really well. I think he's got his hands tied because he's one of one party versus a whole bunch of another. I'm sorry, my mic just fell over. Versus a whole bunch of another party thinking in another direction. But in effect, he's been saying the school districting where we send, his example, it was Clinton Township, we send about $1,800 of our taxes to one of the Abbott school districts. I think there's 16 or 18 of them. And then the Abbott school districts who are getting that money are not seeming to get results from having that money. And he's saying it's failing. That's Christie's argument. Makes sense when you listen to him. I'm sure there's a counter argument that makes perfect sense as well. Another example I heard was Jack and Citarelli, if I'm saying his name right, was talking about how people are taking advantage of the Abbott School Districts and selling houses in very high taxation areas and moving into areas where they can get benefits from the results of this money being sent there. I mean, a great example, I talked to Jack Friday night at the Hunterdon Chamber dinner, and I told him I had used his example several times, and he said, good, keep on using. I'm going to try to get Jack on one of the future shows because he's interesting to listen to. But his example was this. He said that if we send our school money from Hunterdon, one of the towns in Hunterdon, to an Abbott school district, and I think he picked on Jersey City. I know he did. He said, what happens is three or four things at once. One, it's a permanent bridge. It's not temporary like welfare or unemployment. There's no end to it. Number two, we can't jurisdict how it gets best used. And as a result, we have very little control over it. And number three, it doesn't level itself as far as financial capability. So everybody, no matter if they're on unemployment or the chairman of a corporation having to live in Jersey City, get the same benefits from it. So here's his example. Jack Citarelli said that somebody in Montgomery sells $1.5 million house in Montgomery. The $1 million in a house is paying $47,000 in local and state taxes. That's his tax bill. He goes to Jersey City, buys a really nice place on a hill overlooking New York City, but it's a high rise now. It's still going to cost him $1.5 million. But instead of paying $47,000 in taxes, because it's in one of those Abbott school districts, it's $7,000 in taxes. That's just the start of the story. He's taken his taxes down to about 1/6 to 1/7 of what he used to pay. And the person owning $1.5 million property now is entitled to free daycare that the people of Oleaver counties are paying for. And I'd be welcome to hear the other side of this story if anybody wants to come on and say it. But if that's what's happening, according to Jack, that's a concern because we've got a permanent bridge built to people who can't be monitored and being distributed to people regardless of their income. Just doesn't seem right. I mean, his argument is either prove that it's working or we start taking it back from you. And that's going to be the platform. Go listen to Jack as he runs for governor this year. You'll hear the same story. Tell him Joe Peters sent you. He'll get a chuckle out of it. I do think he's got a really good story to tell. But on the other hand, I got to be devil's advocate. I haven't heard the other side of the story. But I haven't heard many people touting the horn of the Abbott School District or the school district proportion of taxes where a good portion of taxes from higher income counties is going to one of these Abbott school districts. And we're not seeing the results that we had that it was designed to render. They're just not happening. So let's talk about where we are in real estate. This is not a commercial, although I'll play my commercial at the end. It's just an introduction to Joe Peters and his services. I think last year, 2015 was my best year ever. 2016, I passed 2015, somewhere around the end of the summer. In 2017, if it keeps going the way it's going, I'm going to pass that by the beginning of the summer. It's just been a bang-up year. And we're plagued by a couple of things. We don't have enough inventory, especially at the lower, more popular price points. And it's getting harder to sell the upper price points in Hunterdon County, although that upper limit as you go into Somerset County is much higher because they get about 20% more. So it depends where you're at. Geographically, the further to the west, the more difficult it is to sell your house. And it depends what the price point of your house. It's easier to sell a $400,000 house in Clinton Township than it is to sell a $700,000 house. But as you move out to Alexandria and Holland, it's probably easier because they get less for houses, the same size house. You're probably easier to sell a $300,000 house. It was probably getting a little more difficult to sell $400,000. Two issues. We don't have enough inventory, and it's getting harder to sell the higher-priced inventory. What I'm saying to you is if you or if somebody you know is thinking about selling a house this year, we should be talking right now, today being the 28th of February 2017. We have a unique window of open to us over the next month to get those houses on the market and get them sold. I listed a house a week ago Friday. It's been on the market about 10 days. the house. We had to put a lot into it in Hillsboro on a busy, well, Main Street. It's on Amwell Avenue. And I really thought, because the house still needed some updating, we had put as much into it as we could afford to get it ready for market. I really thought that it was going to take a while to sell. We had an appraisal done, so we knew what the house was worth. We priced it aggressively over the appraisal. And within 10 days, we had it sold at a price higher than we thought we were going to get for it. That's the kind of market we got. And the reason that we had that kind of market is that there's not enough inventory. They didn't have a lot to choose from. If they had a whole bunch of houses, if they waited another 30 to 60 days to put that house on the market, I guarantee you the results would not have been the same. Now, who bought it? Interesting. Because Hillsboro is a great place to live, but it's not for everybody, commuting-wise. One of the parties worked in Princeton, and one of the parties worked in the Teaneck area. And they commuted from two different directions, and that was about the midway point. They felt anywhere from Hillsboro to Flemington would work. So we are selling houses. We are selling houses fairly quickly if they're prepared for market properly. And it depends on the price of your house, and it depends where you're located. If you're trying to sell a $900,000 house, you're going to have a wait. And we gauge that on month supply. I'm just looking at month supply right now for Hunter County as the end of last month. If you have a $900,000 house, we didn't sell any last month. If you had a $700,000 to $800,000, we got a four-year supply. Now, granted, it's January. These numbers are going to improve. But not selling anything between $800,000 and $1 million last month, it's tough, especially if you're in one of those points and have to sell a house. The other thing that's coming along is we have people in those price points that should be in higher price points. Let's, example I like to use. A person puts a 500 and change house up. It's natural. It's the price it should be. It is the right price for that house. But a lot of times, they're competing with what were 600s and maybe even into the 700s, where the people have gotten to a point of desperation because either of a job change, a marital change, a health problem, a transfer, that they got to sell their house. And they're willing to take somewhere in the fives. So granted, they may get in the high fives, like 575, and you're trying to get a 525. But for $50,000, sometimes you're getting twice the house. So the competition is tough. That's the sell side. Let's talk about the buy side. You really need an agent that understands the market. Once we sit down and get your requirements assessed, we can set up market searches for you so that we, if you're in a townhouse market or a single family market or in a multifamily market, we can send you just the listings that would be your interest. And as a result of that, your agent, like myself, can work with you to see listings each morning automatically come to your doorstep that match your requirements and get you out that evening, which is what we're having to do right now because there's not enough inventory on the market. And the further to the east you go, the worse it gets, so that you can get a bid in on that house in a reasonable amount of time. I have a young couple who've been looking for about 8 months. Actually went to their wedding, and they're looking in Warren Township, very high-end market. But they're looking in the low end of the high-end market in the 4 to 5 range, and they're having a very difficult time. We found one 2 weekends ago. We put an offer in. It got accepted, and within 2 hours, we got a phone call saying that they accepted a higher bid. It was a heartbreaker, but that's what's going on. You need an agent can show you how to find a house you want and how to negotiate with them. I do a couple of dozen real estate transactions a year. I've been doing real estate for the last 14 years. I know how to negotiate from my corporate life, and I know how to work with people to the extent that I'm an informative agent that helps you understand what's going on in the market and helps you find a house you need or find a seller, if you're a seller, find a buyer you need to, in order to sell your house. My name is Joe Peters. I work with Weichert and Clinton. I cover all of Hunterdon and all of Somerset County. I'm easy to reach. I'm going to play my advertisement one more time, and it will tell you how to do that. And I'll see you next week when we're going to have Mary Malfi come on, who's our court clerk, and she's going to talk about searching for records in Hunterdon County. Thank you for tuning in, and I will be back with Mary next week.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
We expect him to deliver a bold, optimistic message to the American people.
House Speaker Paul Ryan talking to reporters about what to expect from President Trump's speech tonight. He said Republicans have new plans to make the nation much, much better.
We can fix our health care system so that costs go down and choices go up. We can fix our broken tax code so that rates go down and growth goes up. We can fix our regulatory system so that it protects us instead of punishes us. And we can secure our border and rebuild our military for the 21st century.
Heavily armed police flooding a southwest Houston neighborhood following an officer-involved shooting. It isn't known if the officers are trying to find suspects, but there are several canine units going through the neighborhoods. Two officers have been taken to local hospitals with unknown injuries, and Chief Art Acevedo is asking for people to pray. This is USA Radio News.
And now, Jonathan Cahn opens up today's mystery from the Book of Mysteries.
In the Book of Mysteries, the teacher reveals the mystery behind some of the most famous verses in Scripture. During the Feast of Tabernacles, the priest would pour water out on the Temple Mount as the people prayed for rain. Now, this is the same feast where Messiah, Yeshua, Jesus spoke of water. And during the water pouring ceremony, Isaiah 12 was proclaimed. And in joy you shall draw water from the wells of salvation. But in Hebrew it says the wells of Yeshua, and Yeshua is the name of Jesus. So at the feast where they're proclaiming draw water from the wells of Yeshua, Yeshua himself cries out,